This episode first appeared as an article titled, Ireland Cuts Visa-Free Access for Dominica, Vanuatu Citizens, and authored by Christian Henrik Nesheim on imidaily.com. Subscribe to the newsletter and become an IMI Pro to get exclusive access to our data center, private briefings, the citizenship catalog, as well as your very own professional profile in IMI, and many more pro members-only tools and resources. Effective March 7, 2024, Dominica and Vanuatu nationals must obtain visas before visiting Ireland, including for airport transit purposes. The new Irish immigration policy compounds travel restrictions on the nationals of the two CBI countries, who recently lost visa-free access privileges to the UK. The Irish government noted a need to align with the UK's policy change implemented in late 2023. At the time, the UK's government cited, quote, clear and evident abuse of the Dominican Citizenship by Investment Scheme, including the granting of citizenship to individuals known to pose a risk to the UK, end quote, as the main reason behind its decision to strip Dominica, alongside Vanuatu, from visa-free entry into the kingdom. The Irish government did not allude to the country's citizenship by investment programs as direct grounds for the change in policy. The common travel area connects Ireland and the UK, and it may complicate immigration matters as both countries strive to maintain a soft border. Thus, harmonizing immigration policies, to a degree, may be due to the intricacy of the free movement zone. This isn't the first time Ireland has followed in the UK's immigration footsteps. The EU country shut down its immigrant investor program less than a year after the UK suspended its Tier 1 investor visa. The Irish government took inspiration from its UK counterpart when making a decision, further highlighting the country's willingness to adjust its immigration framework to the overall structure in the region. According to statements from Irish Justice Minister Helen McEntee, imposing visa requirements aims to maintain effective immigration control, while ensuring travel accessibility remains balanced through regular governmental reviews. Quote, the number of nationals from Dominica and Vanuatu traveling to and residing in Ireland is relatively low, end quote, an Irish government statement acknowledged. However, officials in Dominica reportedly view the visa mandate as a punitive measure that could unfairly restrict mobility for its citizens. In 2022, Ireland issued 113,579 visas in total, 61,755 short-stay visas, and 51,694 long-stay visas. With historically low arrivals from Dominica and Vanuatu, Irish authorities are not anticipating any substantial visa application surge from the new requirements. However, the compounding impacts will pose challenges for some travelers, especially those with imminent plans. Ireland stated that transitional arrangements will temporarily accommodate affected individuals. Thanks for joining us today on IMI Podcasts. Subscribe for free to the IMI Daily Newsletter for breaking news and updates from the investment migration industry. And consider upgrading your membership to IMI Pro to get insider access to networking opportunities, industry events, data, and members-only content.